Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim Rants into the Heavens. I decided to do another rant, because there was one topic I wanted to mention, but then it slowly became something else. And this is kind of personal, but, you know, I've been doing this content for so long, I might as well go ahead and make this video. Alright, so one thing I was listening to, let me see, I'm just trying to figure out how to start this out. I was listening to an interview with Rick Rubin, which was on Joe Rogan recently, and I'm now, of course, listening to Maynard James Keenan, but I was listening to the Rick Rubin interview, and of course, he mentioned at the very end of it, he said, the path to greatness is not caring about other people's opinion. If you want to be great, don't care about what other people have to say about you. And he said that's a really bad problem. Joe said that's a bad problem with social media, is that everybody's worried about what everybody else thinks about them. And you can't do that, because then you're just going to live in the shadow of someone else and do what they want you to do. So, you know, I've seen a lot of this with, you know, just guys lately. Oh, but you're a degenerate, or you're this, or you're that, or, you know, and it's like, oh, well, what would people think? What would people, you know, it's like, you know, fuck people. Because again, you have to do what you feel is right. We only have so much time on this planet. So, you know, we've got to do the things that we enjoy and make us happy. And if I can share knowledge or just fun experiences or crazy experiences or, you know, whatever kind of fun we have here on Grimm's Dungeon with you guys, that's great, man. That gives me kind of a purpose, you know, like TFM said, you needed to find your purpose. And my purpose is, my thing has always been reading and writing. I've always loved reading, and I love writing as well, but I tend to love reading more. I used to read a lot when I was younger, and I read a lot in my teen years, and even into my 20s, I read a lot of things. Now, you know, my bookcase isn't necessarily, you know, big, thick, hardbound, even though I do have a fucking copy of Jerusalem in there, which is a good doorstop. I never really got into the real thick books, you know. I always read, like, comics and things like that. Not to say that I don't have any thick books. You know, I went through King's works and Clive Barker's works and Neil Gaiman's and a lot of stuff like that, because that's more my kind of thing. And I read a lot of those kind of books. I never got into fantasy that much. But that's what I enjoy. So being able to actually read the visual novels and read the adult, the being a dick and all that kind of stuff, in addition to the hardcore ones. I'm not talking about the sex ones, but I'm talking about the hardcore where there's like a serious plot, like with Sakura Mori Dreamers, and even some of the ones we might start working with later, like Chaos Head when the patch gets done. That's going to be quite an experience. That's a long, long, long novel. So it's going to take a while to get through that, but that's a very big undertaking. So we definitely want to go through that. And of course, you'll probably see stuff like that on YouTube, but again, I can really talk about that in ways other people can't, because I'm one of those that actually understands the delusions in it, because I've dealt with that situation in my own life several times. And it'll be a lot easier for me to kind of explain that in real world terms, which is probably not something a lot of YouTubers will be able to do, because not everybody knows anything about these green and red delusions, which is the only way I was able to actually describe them. I didn't really have a word for them. And then when this game came out, I'm like, oh my god, this is familiar. Like, I know what's going on here. It's like something has happened before it happened, but you're there and you're seeing everything and it's already gone to shit. And then you open your eyes or you wake up, it's like a daydream. And you're like, oh, but it hasn't happened yet. But you've already seen it, you've experienced it, you've witnessed it, you've been through all the emotions, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh man, okay. So it's all good. Because sometimes it can be like an anxiety response. A lot of that is anxiety. So, yeah, that's a very interesting way of looking at it. You know, it was Chaos Head. That's why I liked it so much. Because, you know, my head, with all the anxiety and issues that I deal with, it can be complete chaos sometimes. And certain things can really tick me off, you know, like, just... I don't want to use the word trigger, but they just, you know, really put me in modes that I don't like being in. So... there's one thing I do want to do, like, I guess my mother found out about my channel. It's weird, because I've been doing this for years and years and years, but she thought, like, I was talking on my phone all night or something. I'm like, no, I'm reading. And you're like, you're reading out loud? I said, yes, I've been, and I said, particularly we do adult games, and of course she didn't have anything to say about that, but... yeah, that's what we do. I read games, and I said people enjoy it. And, I said there was this new game release that came out, today, and I said we definitely gotta get this one on there. And she's like, and she says the one thing that I've always got upset my mother for, regardless of whatever creative endeavor I've ever had, well, you don't have to do it, you're not getting paid for it. Now, to be fair, that's half true, because there are some supporters and there are some sponsors that give me money here and there. Am I making enough money to live off of it? Of course not. However, it's like I told her, I said, like, fuck the money. I mean, it's not, money isn't why I do it. And honestly, you know, yeah, I appreciate everybody that donates and supports me, because, you know, yeah, it helps. It definitely helps. It makes it a lot more, I mean, it shows that people really care when they're willing to give money to support the stuff that I do and to support the work that I put into, you know, even regardless, I didn't have that much sleep and I was rolling on an energy drink today, but I still wanted to get this out, you know. So, again, it doesn't matter, I mean, whether I was writing books or... whether I was working with fucking record labels, you know, covering music, you know, for major bands you've heard of, you know, that they just didn't want to fucking pay me for, which is ridiculous, right? Oh, sure, they'll pay you like a dollar or something for a big magazine, which is ridiculous. But yeah, it's like, oh, there's no money in it. It's not, it doesn't matter. And it's like, yeah, but sometimes it's not about the money. The money is a bonus. I like how TFM says found money. You know, always think of it as found money. And, I mean, I'd like to do something like this, you know, and I think we all would. A lot of people would like to do this as a primary job, but that's just not the option I have. Maybe if this ever gets popular enough, I mean, we continue to gain subscribers, we continue to gain support, you know, and of course you can donate to my Patreon and Subscribestar if you do like the content, I appreciate that. Also have like a Venmo and a Cash App and all that, but I don't know if that's under my name, so I don't want to give you guys that information, but yeah, but yeah, I mean, it helps, it's great, but it's not why I do it, you know, because honestly, like I said, this is something I'd be doing anyway that night, you know, I like reading these visual novels, and I like, I love having the chance to rant about certain things, and you guys actually pay attention and, you know, respond to what I have to say. Now, not all of you, and sometimes it's just like a crowd of 26 people or something, but that's still a classroom. That's like, you know, a classroom full of people that decided to tune in and listen to what I had to say. So that does mean something. That's not 100 people or 1,000 people, but, you know, I'm thankful for the number of people that did show up. It's like, you know, would you rather have a crowd of 26 or like 2? And I'm like, oh yeah, I'll take 26. Like if a band's playing, there's 26 people there. That's 26 people that came out to fucking check you out. You know, people are just not real thankful for the people that do come and check them out and do support them. And I do respect all my supporters. It means a lot if you do support me and enjoy what I do. Because, you know, I do this day in and day out, and there's just a few times I take a break. And sometimes we don't get stuff up, but sometimes you'll get, like, a mass load of stuff up. Like, you know, yesterday when I got all kinds of stuff for you, and today I just don't because I'm kind of exhausted. I had an issue with my website, and it raised my anxiety a little bit, which my anxiety is always bad around this time of year, so that wasn't good to begin with. But yeah, it just put me in the mode where I don't really want to do anything tonight other than this one, but I will definitely, you know, when I get home, I'll definitely go ahead and do the comics as we planned, and definitely get some stuff up there on the YouTube channel and on the other channels that the BitChute, stuff like that. I think there's Rumble, there's a lot of places. So I'll make sure to get that stuff to you guys. It's just, you know, it's gonna take a while. I think I got some Hellraiser requests, so we might do that. Evil Dead, there's a lot of other things we could do. We're probably going to break the, that girls one. I don't know, I'm not really digging it, guys. And I watched the show, and it was meh, so I understand why they kind of got rid of it. Paper Girls, yeah. If anybody really requests that, like, if you go in the comments and say, hey, Grim, I want more Paper Girls, then maybe I'll go ahead and do that. Because, like, okay, well, at least somebody, you know, was interested. Maybe I'll do that. But somebody did specifically request Hellraiser on YouTube. He said, more Hellraiser would be nice. I said, well, I've got more Hellraiser, so I may be able to go ahead and do some more Hellraiser for you. So we'll do some of that. I don't see reason why not. I don't want to get into the Boom stuff. But, you know, the Hellraiser that I do have, I can definitely, you know, put up there for you. And, of course, I got some new Dynamite books because Dynamite had a Humble thing. So I might be able to do some more, of course, always more Vampirella and Red Sonja. But there's a lot of that Gail Simone shit. And I don't know if you guys really want that. I don't know if we throw it in the cringe corner or whatever. Her work is hit or miss. Obviously, I sat and read her Captain Marvel shit, and it started out decent, and it got to crap really quickly, about the third volume. So, yeah, I don't relish that time spent reading all that bullshit. But yeah, it really does suck, maybe it's the kind of fact that I kind of want that approval that I've actually done something that, but again, it's only, oh, well, it doesn't make money, you know, and that's the thing that, you know, I always got, and that always makes you feel like shit, you know. It's like, well, this is something I love to do, and, you know, you can't fucking support it. Like, you can't understand that. I mean, regardless of, you know, the content, it's still something I enjoy and put a lot of work into, you know. It's something that, and that's not even about the adult content, because we do a lot of different things here. We do the movies and, you know, the shows and the, and I'm not even talking about the TV shows we do. I'm talking about our rant shows that we do, you know, with, political topics and stuff, you know, which will probably become a bigger thing later on as the election starts to get, I guess, underway. Well, it's going to be a little while for that, but, you know, they're talking war and all that kind of thing, so we'll maybe bring up some of that stuff. But yeah, you know, all that stuff, it gives me kind of reason for being, you know. It shows that people give a shit, and that to me, you know, means a lot more than, you know, just some regular wage job that I do just to make money to pay my bills. I mean, I love having my bills paid, you know, don't get me wrong, I love to have food on the table and my bills paid, but, you know, the job that I do, I don't like, you know. I've done it for years and years and years, I don't care for it. I'd love to do something else, and I'm not even really sure how to even get started in that. It's just coming off of one line of work that you've done for so long and rolling into something else, it's very difficult, especially when, you know, what I'm aiming for would rely on my computer. Now, I do happen to have, the mobile data or hotspot data, I've just realized. So I may do a few streaming events this week. I'm not sure, not many, because I don't have that much data, and it'll let it die when it's ready. It'll be like, oh no, your data's gone, and then you're pretty much fucked, and it'll tell you you can't tether anymore. But tethering did work for me just recently. I tested it, so we will probably do something along that nature. But again. I'm rambling a little bit, but yeah, again, it's just everything I've done, whether it's writing books or, again, working with big labels, like fucking million-dollar labels. These, you know, some of these record labels, they do quite well. You know, one of them was Universal. One of them is owned by Sony now, you know, so some of these labels that I reviewed records for, they were pretty big. And, it doesn't make money, so it doesn't matter. I guess that's just her mentality, though. You really can't get upset. But, you know, I told her, I said, I'm glad you're angry. I'm glad you're upset. Because, you know, it just, I told her, I said, I want you to feel the same way I do every time you take everything that I do. Like, everything that I work hard with, you know, everything I enjoy, you know, something that gives me reason for being, and, you know, I like getting up in the morning because, yeah, I got that crappy job, but when I go home, I can do some fun things and share these moments with other people, you know, share the novels and the comics and just the stuff that we do with other people, and that's really great, and people enjoy it, and they make jokes and talk about it, and sometimes you get haters, but haters are welcome too, because, you know, if somebody hates you so much, you know, hate is about as much as love, because you put just as much energy into it, you know, that's what I've always believed. If somebody just hates you so much that they're constantly putting that much effort into telling you how bad you suck, then there's got to be some degree of admiration, you know, so I don't have an issue with that. I just like that people care. You know, they support my work. They keep, you know, subbing and following and checking me out in the content that I do. They like the games I play. I've had people in servers actually thank me for covering games that I didn't expect them to thank me for. Like, there was a guy in a visual novel server, you know, for the Japanese games, and he said he thanked me for all the games that I've been doing the AVN market, you know, the Being a Dick and the Leap of Faith and, you know, City of Broken Dreamers. People are watching that, and they are enjoying it. They're having fun. It's like, good, I want people to have fun. I want people to enjoy these games along with me, you know. It's great. I had a friend, well, he's still a very good friend of mine. I shouldn't say I had a friend. I still have, he's like a brother to me. But I think after a while, you have these, if you have a best friend, it's like, I mean, this guy's almost family, literally, because, I mean, I lived with them for a time. You know, when I had tragedy, just way back when, over a decade ago, and I didn't have nowhere to go, they took me in, and it's just, I've been ever thankful. And again, they've always considered me family. So anyway, he and I, well, he really got into RPGs, but he's dyslexic, so he doesn't read that well. He's very, very smart, great gamer. You probably got your ass kicked a few times on Call of Duty and other games, but he plays RPGs, like, real good. Like, this guy, he went through Shin Megami Tensei Nocturne, the original, and he's like, dude, I'm gonna sit in the dungeon, and I'm gonna just fucking farm until I get to the freaking highest level. And you wouldn't even believe how long that takes to just farm for 10, 20 hours, and you're like a ridiculous level. Like, he would do that shit. He's like, yeah, and he was real good with status effects and buffs and stuff. I really didn't understand, but that's a very hard game. Shin Megami Tensei Nocturne is one of the hardest RPGs, and he loved it. But he liked that, and he liked the Persona. We played Persona 4, I think it was, and he didn't really, you know, there wasn't voice acting back then, really. for the game. Some scenes, yes, but a lot of scenes, no. So what I had to do, basically, is read it to him. So what I did is I would basically narrate for the characters, and he would just, you know, follow along and get really into the story from me reading it. And then, you know, a lot of people say, you know, oh, you've got a really great voice for reading. And I said, oh, I do? So when I started this, I didn't know where it was going to go. Like, I was just like, well, I don't even like the sound of my own voice, if you want me to be honest. And I never did. I always thought it sounded kind of, I don't know, whiny or something. Maybe it's just me. But anyway, it took off. People like what I'm doing. They're following along, and they're curious about what's going to happen next. And some people even say they have me as an audiobook, kind of, where they'll just sit and do something while I read the story. And I'm like, that's awesome. It's like, I never thought I made a good audiobook, and I obviously flub up a few times, but if people like it, they like it. So, I mean, again, money's great. I'm not gonna, I've an issue with money at all. I mean, I've talked to a guy that's got more money and he knows what to do with, and he works really hard to keep what he's got, and he's very disciplined when it comes to that. So I've got a lot of respect for that. No issues at all with money. I'd love to definitely have more money, and it would be great if something that I did that wasn't necessarily hard labor would, you know, because I'm not getting any younger. You know, things are going to start breaking down. I won't be able to do things that I'm doing for forever. But it would be great if, you know, because I only make like, what, $13.20 an hour? Yeah, that's it. it's pretty low. But, I mean, still, it's not about the damn money. Okay, if it was about the money, I would have quit this a long time ago, because there's not a whole lot of money in it, believe me. It's great to get that money, though. I mean, it's always awesome to see. It's like, oh, cool, somebody cares that they're giving me money. Like, I'm still kind of shocked in a way. I'm like, oh, okay, well, I hope I can do right by you that you gave me, you know, $5 or $10 or, you know, 100. I mean, yeah, it's really okay. That's cool. I feel like I might need to step my game up, you know, when people start giving me money like that. But I already kind of have, in a way. I mean, I give people so much content that they're like, Grim, like, slow down. We can't get through the content you've already released. We got, you know, so much other things to do in life that we can't get through it all. And that's fine. Like, you're not expected to read it all that fast. Just take your time. I still see people with comments from older videos. I check all the comments that I get to see, hey, you know, like, they'll say different things about the game and all that. And, I usually respond. I don't get many on BitChute. Doesn't seem to be a very sociable audience. That's fine. No, not everybody is obligated to talk. But, you know, obviously on other platforms they do. And that's fine. So I have no issue with that at all. But again, you know, people would say, oh, like, you're a degenerate and you promote these horrible porn games and, you know, you're promoting horrible fetishes and, you know, just things that really came off as hardcore. And I don't even want to say, like, Christian, because it's more like evangelical shit, you know? Because remember, I was raised Pentecost, so I know all about that kind of stuff. I remember, again, when I was in church and people would have to basically go up to the altar and lay down at the feet of God the things that they considered corrupted them. And, like, I wasn't supposed to read it, but my dumbass kid ass caught, like, a piece of paper. And somebody literally said the first Mortal Kombat movie. And I was like, that movie was great. And he said it had a lot of blood and violence. I'm like, ooh, I don't know if I'm so crazy about this shit now, because, like, I'm not even gonna fucking bullshit you. I like that first Mortal Kombat movie. The second one's not bad. Like, I know people don't like it, but the fights were good. But still, like, yeah, that's the kind of things that the people were doing, and I'm like, well, it feels like that again. It feels like, and how the fuck can they do that and not, how the fuck can they do that underwater and not die? Like, you're fighting a monster underwater. Like, that's, I don't know, like, you have to breathe. But this is an interesting fight anyway. It's one of the more interesting fights in the game. But, yeah, that's one thing I just couldn't get into, was the fact that all these, you know, people were like, oh, well, you can't do this, you can't do that, you can't do this. And it's always, what will people think? What will people say? What will people do? And you gotta think about all the men out there that have done shit in spite of people, in spite of what they thought. Like, think about the musicians, you know, like, when some of these rock bands started out, like, oh, you're gonna play the devil's music, you know? Like, Black Sabbath. You know Black Sabbath, they were given crosses. You know why they were given crosses? Because the religious people in England thought that the crosses would wade away the spirit of the devil, because they believed that playing the tritone would bring the devil in. That they believed that... that very first Black Sabbath album, which they still said some supernatural events may have occurred during the recording, but they believe that the crosses, if they were, the band was wearing crosses, like Ozzy and Tony and all those guys, they were all given these great big large crosses because they were supposed to protect them from the devil while they were playing this kind of music, which was at the time considered to be the devil's work. So, but again, if it wasn't for these guys out of, was it Liverpool? Or, I'm not sure what part of England. But if it wasn't for these guys, we wouldn't have had heavy metal, as it were. You know, and Judas Priest, of course. You know, Judas Priest, they got a lot of the same thing. You know, Lemmy and Motorhead, you know, his lyrics, you know, they were talking about his lyrics were pretty vulgar towards, you know, women and stuff like that. A lot of these bands were accused of that, but it didn't stop them. Guns N' Roses became absolute icons, you know. These guys didn't care. They didn't care what people thought of them, you know. And then you led into bands that were, you know, heavier, like death metal and black metal. And black metal was really, really against the religion. I mean, they may have went a little too far, but they were just showing that they didn't care. They're like, they're basically saying, okay, so if we're going to worship the devil, if they say we worship the devil, then let's go ahead and make that our image, you know. That's pretty much what they were. Now, some of these bands, they still went into that, but a lot of them are just like, no, it was the thing at the time, and we just wanted to be what people feared, you know. Now, it seems like serial killers are a frightening thing. Like, if you were incel serial killers are the bad thing. So, like, if you made a band and you were like, I don't know, Jeffrey Dahmer or something, you name yourself that, like, then it would be scary. Like, that's the new evil black metal. Because you can do Satan all day long. Oh, well, Satan, he's no big deal. Oh, my God, that evil incel's gonna... You know, that's how you freak people out now. I mean, it sucks, but, yeah, that's what you got. And Nazis, like, that kind of stuff. But anything like that is gonna freak people out, so... Which is crazy because, you know, Lemmy had a lot of Nazi memorabilia, a lot of World War II kind of stuff. He collected that, and even a member of KISS, was it Ace Frehley? I'm not sure. He wore an SS jacket, and he's Jewish! So, again, these guys didn't care. They didn't care what people thought of them. They were these big rock stars, you know. They didn't care what people said. They wanted to make rock and roll. They weren't making rock and roll to appeal to other people. You know? And that's why I don't like these bands that sell out so much. And I get you want to make records and stuff, but now it's... I mean, like, guys like me, I'm kind of in that rock star mentality. Because who else would be like, okay, I'm going to do maggot baits. Which you can't do on Pornhub, by the way. Like, you can't do Starless, you can't do maggot baits. Like, they're not there. Try searching for them. You won't find them. Like, I'm going to do these games, and I'm going to do them justice. I'm going to read them. I'm not going to just, you know, go through the sex scenes. I'm going to read these stories. I'm going to show people every path. We're going to see all the crazy shit that I can possibly show without getting into too much trouble. You know, with maggot baits. Maggot baits got pretty hardcore, but we showed it. Okay? We showed it. And Amber's been really awesome about this. There was a discipline I left up that had a very erotic image of the doctor. I even know it was up there. I changed the image, but I didn't mean to have that as the main image. That was not supposed to be there. That was pretty vulgar to show at the front page of MGTOW.TV. Yeah, I did not mean to show that image. I've changed it. I've definitely put it back to something I use on BitChute. But yeah, they've been really cool. MGTOW.TV has been cool. Rumble hasn't, you know, I've only doing comics on Rumble. I'm not doing the adult stuff, obviously. And YouTube, obviously, with the comics as well. And interviews and rants as well. I want to do those. But yeah, they've been pretty cool to me. As long as I'm not doing full-on arrow gay, they seem to be okay. Because they seem to be cracking down on a lot of that. But yeah, it's just, I wanted to do it because it's not been done. Like, I don't know if Xvideos, and even if Xvideos is doing it, like, Purity Sin, which is a she's a YouTuber, she's also a VTuber, and she does some more, not necessarily the kind of stuff we do. Like, she might play, I think she played College Kings, and I think she played some more of the, she plays the cartoon sex games, like the Harry Potter ones, and the Dragon Ball ones, and stuff like that. And she reads them and plays them on Xvideos. She doesn't do the stuff we do. I think I'm the only guy in my area that really does that. And I did it because I'm like, well, somebody's got to do it. You know, like Howard Stern, you know, I always talk, I know, he did the Koof thing, he didn't get to leave his house for 2 years. I know, but I remember Howard, you know, in the beginning, like Arnold in the beginning, you know, when these guys didn't really give a fuck what other people thought, you know, when they were going to do their thing, you know, because there was always like, you know, Arnold, he can't speak English very well. How is he going to work as someone like Conan the Barbarian or, you know, action hero in Commando or something? People aren't going to like him. He's German, you know, but he managed to make it work. And he became a very successful action star in the United States. So I've got a lot of respect for that. I don't have respect for what he said recently, but that's not the same Arnold. That's not the Arnold I remember. Just like Howard. Howard isn't the same Howard I remember. But, you know, I still respect what Howard did, you know, to come on there into the radio and just really put in debaucherous things that at the time were considered a little bit too hardcore. Way too hardcore. You know, they're remaking Private Parts and they really don't need to touch it because Howard played himself in the original. And he was great. There's really no need to bring Private Parts back. The only thing I hope that the remake spawns is the ability to get a re-release of the original Private Parts on Blu-ray, because I'd love to have it. And I'd love to go through it. It's a great film. You know, we might actually do it on the Red Theater, because it's definitely a red pill, is it not? For a man to go into WNBC and just really show them. It's like I'm gonna read the callback like I'm gargling cum, you know, like that's hardcore, right? And I've got so much respect for that because that's a man that didn't give a fuck what other people thought. He wanted to do something great, and he did. He broke through with Sirius satellite radio, which is still being used today. We use Sirius in the car. Sirius has Ozzy on there, so he's got all kinds of heavy metal, and I like heavy metal, you know, so we listen to a lot of that. And, you know, he broke through on Sirius, and nobody was doing satellite radio. They thought satellite radio wasn't going to be a thing. Satellite radio turned out to be the thing. And then you got streaming with all his kind of stuff, you know, and Joe Rogan, look at Rogan. He's like the king of the fucking podcast streaming thing now. Sandman was advertising Brave, and now Joe Rogan is advertising Brave, right? I mean, he's just the dude. If you want to see anything, like anybody, like pretty cool that you want to see an interview with, you basically hop on Rogan. And that's what I really like about what Rick Rubin and what Joe Rogan are saying. Like, you can't give a fuck about what other people think. And that's something I need to learn about. It's like the universe was giving me a lesson today. Like, even my own mother, you know. It's like, why does it matter if it doesn't make money? Because it's something I fucking believe in and I have passion for, you know. And, again, it's not just the sex games. Because I also read the comics and there's, like, no sex in the comics. I don't know if you've noticed, but we've done, like, maybe one adult comic series? Maybe that was Swing? That was it? So, yeah, guys, it's not like, oh, he's doing sex comics. Not really. Not really. I'm doing The Invisibles and Transmetropolitan. I mean, they may have issues with that in it. Same thing with Spawn. Spawn had some slightly erotic issues. But people like them. They like what I do. And it's because I don't, you know, I don't give a fuck about, you know, trying to basically play by the rules here, you know. I mean, well, I am on YouTube. I have to, or I'm fucking gonna get kicked off again. But when it comes to other platforms, and I found other platforms, you know, I work with them. I was like, okay, so you will let me play Maggot Bates, but I have to cut out some scenes. I have to cut out some other things, and I have to change my my banner. But you'll let people look at it. Same thing with other games I do. You know, if as long as it's not too much showing, they don't care. They're okay. And it's cool. You know, I've got a decent little following on there that seems to grow. You know, it's great. It's great. And again, it's because, once again, for the 50th time, I don't fucking care what people think. I care what people have to say, though. Like, I mean, what people have to say, like, in regards to the content, like, things that they request and stuff like that. I mean, yeah, I'll listen to requests, and but when people, like, want me to, well, why don't you do this? Why are you doing that? Why are you, you know, the thing that I do care about, maybe I should rephrase this. If there's people out there that enjoy what you're doing and they want to kind of help you out or guide you and things like, maybe you get an opportunity to work with somebody that you like, you know, that you think is really cool and is down with the same thing you are, and they don't give a fuck what other people think about them. Maybe like Shady Corner, you know, because he's like, oh, I'm Australian. I'm going to do a fucking adult game publishing label. Why not? I'm a YouTuber. I'm going to do an adult game publishing label. And they got all kinds of really cool games on there, right? Really, really cool stuff. So, you know, maybe he said, you know, he actually approached me. He said, do you use Steam? I said, no, I really don't. But if I did, I'd definitely like to promote your games there, you know. And I said, anytime you do have something you want to promote, and maybe this will happen later, because it's something I'm not supposed to talk about. You know, we do have business secrets, but you know, maybe there will be a time later when I can do this, you know, just kind of letting you know that there may be a time later when I can promote this work, and I definitely want to promote this work, because this is a guy that doesn't give a fuck. He's like, yeah, people are gonna think I'm a degenerate, sure, whatever, but I'm gonna have fun. And he raised a lot of money for charity. They played, you know, of course they can't play so many of the erotic games on YouTube, you know, and he does play the regular games. He's played Sonic Frontiers and whatever, and, I mean, they still are lewd friendly, Just like Purity Sin is lewd friendly. They try to be as lewd friendly as they can without pushing the apple cart, rocking the apple cart too much on YouTube. It's pretty crazy, you know. I mean, ideally, it's not what I want to do, you know, because I mean, maybe, you know, if I ever get that kind of streaming temp, you know, ability, I'd like to do something like that. But I don't know. It's just so weird being like adult games. It's so weird being like adult games streamers and not doing adult games. And of course, there's some people that tried and they just get kicked off YouTube, and it's fucking sad. It's really stupid. I mean, it is their platform, yes, but you know, we do really need something else. And there was some alternatives, but I looked at them and they're just not, they're not gelling with me. They're really not gelling with me. But yeah, again, you know, you gotta do what you gotta do. Some people, they do this as kind of as a career. Like, I don't know what they do. Like, I don't ask. It's none of my business to ask people what they're doing or how they live. Some people might be on disability. Some people might. There's a lot of things going on. I don't know. It's not my business. If they tell me, then that's fine. But I never pry things like that because it's just not professional. And I deal with a lot of professional people. You guys might not know that, but I talk to a lot of professional people. Talk to a lot of developers, publishers, things like that. And you have to be professional like that. You have to be as professional as you are with anybody that promotes records, artists, anything like that. You have to be professional. You can be a little bit loose, but you still want to maintain professionality, you know. Because there's been issues where I've had to come in and be a mediator and explain a few things and let people understand what's going on. And I mean, it happens. It's normal. It's business. But I'm trying to do my best, you know, as, you know, promoting. I really should be a fucking promoter. Like, I really, that should be my thing. But unlike the records, I should be doing it for games. I should be doing it for adult games. I probably should be an adult games promoter. And again, I was offered a job. Unpaid, of course, where I would have worked with adult games developers. Unfortunately, it was not paid. Maybe later, I will take that position. But right now, I'm not going to take that position. Because I just can't do something like that. That is not going to see money. This kind of stuff I do because I love it. That's going to be more work. It's not that I don't love it. But that's going to require a lot more time and dedication. I'm not saying that this doesn't take any time, but this is more leisurely. This is like me coming home and basically having fun. You know, this is how I have fun. But I have fun and you guys get to have fun too. You guys get to see a great story unfold. Or maybe not such a great story, you know, but that's fun for both of us. But, you know, I sat down and I looked at my old website stuff because I'm trying to make an archive of my old material. And I realized just how hard I used to work back in 2017. Like, I looked at some of my reviews and I'm just like, oh my god. I was really in that zone. Like, I knew why people respected me because I put a lot of work into this. And I almost think I put too much work into it. You know, you know, as I'm continuing to archive, I'm looking at everything, and I'm just like, wow, if I did anything like this to this level ever again, it's gotta be for money. Like, that kind of thing I have to get paid for. You know, that's something, if I'm gonna put real hard work into something, then yeah, I deserve to be paid for it. That's not even a, you know, ask to be paid. That's a deserve. That's hard work. Writing that kind of thing, doing copywriting work like that, that's what that technically is. That is something that deserves payment. Even at even at some level. I mean, obviously, I'd have to start small, but I could eventually go up, and I probably might try to do something on Fiverr or later. You know, I can review anything. But that's neither here nor there. But the thing is, this kind of work, it's not been about the money. It's about the fun. You know, this is where I get to have fun and enjoy my life apart from the grind that I do at work, you know, every day. Except, of course, the days you don't see me update with content, right? If I'm not updating with content, then I'm at home chilling or... Yeah, I mean, I gotta take a break, right? Can't do everything. I've seen some adult game devs. They're like, well, you know, I didn't do anything this week. I maybe did a couple renders, but I had a few beers, and it's like, fine, you know, you don't have to fucking kill yourself to make this game. Nobody's gonna freak out, you know. And that's like with a lot of these guys, you know, everybody is entitled to have some time off, right? I mean, that's an entitlement. You should be able to have time off. You can't just do shit till you, you know, turn to dust. It's ridiculous. But yeah, I've rambled on enough. You know, it's just... It does suck, you know, that you can't appease certain people in your life. But at the same time, again, this is the universe just kind of telling me that you gotta stop giving a fuck about what everybody thinks. You gotta stop appealing to the fuck. Like, I'm not even trying to appeal to the trads. Really, I'm not. You know, it's the fact that I'm so different from them that it's weird. Like, because I don't know, maybe some of those guys, like, they're, like, you have some base people, and I'm not talking about bases and, like, oh, you know, hardcore 1950s. I'm talking about, you know, there's like some anime weeds and stuff in there that I talk with, but then you have these really old school, you know, boomer mentality type people, and you're just not gonna fucking be able to break bread with them because they don't get it. They're very much Puritans. That might be an upbringing, that might be age, that could be a lot of things, but you can't appeal to them. You know, you can't appeal to them. And they can say whatever they want, you know. They were basically saying, like, there was a topic, basically, where the woman was saying that, you know, men shouldn't allow women to like other women's asses or something, because it just tells the man to objectify the woman, and it's bad, and you're cucking her, and it's like, what? And it's like, okay, look, me and, you know, one of my exes at least, and maybe, no, there's been more, I've had a lot of exes, they liked women, like, ooh, she's hot, oh, she's cute, she's like, oh, she's a nice ass, you know, I've even had my adopted sis, tell me, it's like, oh, I like a tight fitting jeans girl, you know, and, That's what they were like. Because they would always say, why do you like big boobs so much? It's like the kind of girl I would like is a tight-fitting jeans girl, you know? And I'm like, well, I don't know. It's just, that's my thing. And of course, I always kind of got shit from them about that. But it is what it is. But again, I'm like, I don't think that's a problem. If a girl says, oh, yeah, she looks cute or whatever, it's like, dude, she's gonna fuck her. It's like, oh, like, and you see a girl and you're like, oh, yeah. It's like, oh, I saw you looking at her. And it's like, God, is it a death sentence? Am I not allowed to look at another woman ever again? It's like, dude, I don't even want to be in a relationship. I can't look at other women. You know, it just doesn't make sense. It's not like I'm gonna bang him or anything. But, I mean, you see something attractive and you look at it. And wives would be crazy. I remember I had, you know, I've had a girlfriend one time. She would pull me, you know, they'll do that, guys. She will take her arm and she'll put it, like, around your arm, you know, and she'll do a pulling motion. Like, and she wasn't that big of a girl, but she could pull my little ass for some odd reason. she'd say, come on. And I'd be like, okay, okay, you know. But look, I'm a guy, I'm gonna look at girls, you know, and there's girls that like other girls, you know, and guys that, I mean, it's whatever. It's whatever. I don't fucking care. I don't think it's a big deal. If a woman likes the way another woman looks, it's just whatever. Because I know women that have been with other women, you know? I mean, this just went to a whole different conversation, but again, that was the kind of shit that they were trying to, oh, that's horrible, you shouldn't, like, that's terrible if any woman ever looked at if any man ever looked at a woman like that, he'd be single. It's like, maybe he needs to be then. Maybe he'll find somebody that doesn't give a shit. It's, oh, okay, yeah, it's like, hey, you're a man, I get it. Oh, you do? Like, is this the fucking Twilight Zone? Like, you understand that I'm a man and I like the way other women look? Doesn't mean I want to bang them. This means, oh yeah, she's cute. Just these fucking trads, man. They're just about as bad as the goddamn SJW. SJWs aren't even fucking that bad anymore. Aside from the child grooming shit, the SJWs, they are more, I mean, they're less authoritative, you know, and the only reason they're less authoritative is because, remember what TFM says, the highest value of right-wing authoritarianism is, straight-up fascism. Like, it's on the chart, which, according to Destiny, means nothing, but, you know, I'm gonna trust TFM on his research and all that. So, you have these people that want that kind of thing. And you can't really try to get their approval. It's just, it's not going to work. Same thing with trying to appeal to the SJW crowd. You're not going to get their approval either. You only got to be yourself, the independent. The person that doesn't give a fucking shit. You know? I don't give a shit. And that's what you got to do. You got to literally stop fucking giving a shit about what everybody says. Because everybody fucking just, they want to try to, like, make you think that what you're doing is, I don't know, that what you're doing is wrong. It's just like, oh yeah, you gotta do this. You can't do that. What do people think? I was talking on Difo's post. There's like, yeah, but you can't have a robot. Isn't that degenerate? Now, to be fair, the guy did say, like, I'm raised Catholic. And I said, that's great, man. It's like, you know, I want to do what Jesus Christ wants me to do. And that's not that in his, you know, interpretation of the Bible. And, of course, he gave me a verse from Deuteronomy. That's fair. That's cool. I'm not gonna beat somebody over their religion. I know guys are religious and they're like, I can't do a doll, I can't do a robot, I can't do anything like that because I just don't feel that God would look down on me proper for that. And that's their thing, man. Like, I'm one of those guys that just lets the universe do its thing. You know, like, I like the way Rick Rubin thinks because it was very similar to me, where it was like, dude, just like, the universe does its thing. He's like, you notice when you don't do something that you had an idea for, and then it comes out like maybe a couple weeks later or maybe a couple months later. And he said, that's because the universe wanted that thing to come out. But, you know, if it wasn't you, like if it wasn't you to do it, it made it come out through somebody else. And that's happened a few times. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to jump on this. I'm going to be the adult game guy. I'm going to fucking be the hentai lord or whatever, you know? Not to let somebody else be it. Let me do it. I'll be that guy. I'll go through these games. I'll get to work on it, you know? Because there were other people trying to do it, even on YouTube. And, you know, right now I've kind of surpassed them. I've read all the games that are crazy as fucking hell, and I was like, well, I was gonna read them anyway, I paid for them, might as well do it, right? And we got more coming. You know, we don't just do the crazy fucking hell games, but even stuff like Exchange and stuff. You know, you can't fucking do that on YouTube. So, yeah, I gotta read that and Discipline and we did the Bible Black. We did all this kind of stuff. We did fucking Bible Black. We actually did it. You know, we went through that. It's just, I was that guy. I decided to do what the universe wanted. The universe said, hey, these games exist. You know, and all these other games, all these other visual novels, all these other computer games, they've got playthroughs. People play through them. Why can't we have it where somebody reads? And not like Pornhub, where they were before they nuked everything, where they just did the sex scenes. Let's do it where they do the whole game, where people can actually follow along with the story if they want to. Because the story is fucking important, even to some of these nuke-a-gay. Like, I don't know if Starless is considered completely nuke-a-gay. I don't think so, because there's definitely plot parts that happen in it. Definitely a lot of plot in that game. So, yeah, I mean, that's just what I wanted to do. I wanted to be different from the other people out there. I said, I don't want to fucking be this guy. When I read Being a Dick, I don't want to just read the fucking sex scenes. I want to read the whole game. I want to read all of Fresh Women. I want to read all of City of Broken Dreamers. City of Broken Dreamers would be pretty fucking pale if we just did the damn sex scenes, right? There's a lot of story in that. You got interested in the characters like I did. You know? So, and there's other games that I want to continue to do. We Were Just Kids, which didn't even start. There's no sex in that yet. I'm sure there might be, but I haven't gotten any yet, and it's been like 40 minutes in. So we still got a lot of stuff to do there. But yeah, guys, that's pretty much what I had to say on this really long fucking grim rant into the heavens. And if you guys tapped out, that's fine. But yeah, just summing it all up, you gotta stop caring what people think. You really do. It's just ridiculous. I don't think it's gonna make your life any better. And now, I will amend it, because I know people are gonna respond in the comments with, you know, what about a job? And yeah, I mean, when you're going into a professional place, and you're doing a professional career, yeah, you're pursuing a professional career, rather, then you're gonna want to have your suits and your, you know, you're gonna want to look good, you're gonna want to do this. I mean, that's basic. But we're talking about otherwise. I mean, obviously, you know, if you're doing that, maybe you don't want to let your boss know. You know, certain people don't need to know things, you know. It's like that, I guess. But for me, you know, like I said, you got to stop caring about that sort of thing. I mean, it's, you got to look at, you know, Hugh Hefner and what he did. Yeah, I know he's done some scummy shit. But, what was the guy? Hustler. I can't remember his name now. The man, Larry Flint. Larry Flint fucking did crazy shit. He was gonna be more hardcore than Playboy. And everybody was giving him shit and just, and he still managed to have a magazine that still seems to thrive to this day. If I recall, it may not be in print anymore, but I know it was in print for a very long time. But it opened the way for a lot of more risque stuff. You know, stuff that they were probably doing in Japan early on, but not in the West. We were still very censored and puritanical. I mean, again, not that there's anything wrong with that. You don't want to go too far, but at the same time, you know, a guy like me, like, I'm like, oh yeah, it's just some fucking Garo. It's not that big of a deal. I mean, sure, it's crazy to watch, but yeah, I don't. I mean, I was talking to a guy online. He's like, yeah, Garo. And he had to explain what Garo was to me, which I guess I'm an idiot. Never played Garo games. But he said, oh, Garo is erotic gore, though. It's not like decapitation. I'm like, it is like decapitation, because you can kind of like off with the head and there's still working organs down there. You know, it's disgusting, sure, but that's how Garo works. It's like, oh, but you like people get off to that. You need like mental help. I'm like, yeah, probably people do, not me. But I mean, it's whatever. I mean, people are into what they're into. Again, the creator of Maggot Bates is not in jail somewhere. He's not thrown in prison. He's probably still working on these things, maybe at his older age. I don't know what else he's doing. Maybe I should look that up. But I'm not going to do that right now. I've rambled on long enough. But again, that's just what I get. I keep getting people that say, oh, but this, oh, but that, grim this, grim that, oh, but, who cares? That's the thing. Who cares? There's so many buts, you know? It's like a goddamn rap video up in here. I'm tired of all the booty. Just gotta get to the fucking truth of the matter. And you can't with all these buts in the way. It's ridiculous. But at any rate, I guess this is gonna be the Grim Lord, and I'll be out for Grim Rants into the Heavens on this extra long video that I'm making before I'm going to fucking sleep. I'll see you guys in the next day or so with some more content. Just give me a minute. I need some fucking sleep. I'll see you guys later.